We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. Hello and greetings once again from our permanent panel of persons, namely John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. It has been pointed out that Ian is different from the rest of us in that while we were all born of normal parents, he was born of Scottish parents. So we thought we'd make it up to you, Ian, by having a special Scottish flavour, or flavour, in this edition of My Music. John, you first. Listen to the Glasgow Phoenix Choir singing what they would no doubt regard as foreign music.
Come and let us all be merry, come and let us all be merry, since God gives us health today, health today, since God gives us health today, health today, since God gives us health today.
A good opening chorus. John, the opening chorus of what?
You know, whenever this particular opera comes up, Frank and Dennis take it in turns to say, "Ah, but he knew which side his bride was bartered." Yes. It's from the bartered bride,
yes,
I think.
By
Smetana.
Smetana. That's right. Come then, let us all be merry. Frank, you've been to those parties, haven't you, where they show you a tray full of things and you have to remember what they are.
Ah.
Yes, you've been the skeleton.
I've been to those parties once.
You've been the skeleton at that feast once, yeah. In the case of this song, you have to remember as many as possible of the names of the assembled clans. Fair play, no writing down.
And Campbells and Camerons and Grants and MacDonalds are proud of the tartans that swing as they go. The could be young Callants and all the broad gallants, the bonny gay Gordons and men of Monroe.
Right.
Campbells, Gordons and Monroes.
Yes, that's good.
Camerons.
Yes, Camerons, that's right.
As in Highlanders.
Yes. You've done very well, very well.
I expected them to say, "Ach, McTavish, McTavish."
You did, yes. I couldn't pick out many more myself, although Grants were there and the MacDonalds. Anyway, you've certainly got 2 marks, Frank. Very good. Well remembered. Ian, your turn. Here's a recording by my favourite Scots-born singer. Notice how tactfully I dwell on the word born, because you were not born in Scotland, were you? But first, there's a splendid orchestral introduction. Kenneth McKellar, your question, Ian, where will I find Mingalay? Which county?
Well, it's not on the road to Mingalay.
Where the flying fushers play.
The flying haggis, I think. This is the Outer Hebrides.
Yes. Which shire?
That's Inverness-shire.
Inverness-shire. Oh, yes, that's right. The extreme southern island of the Outer Hebrides.
Oh, well, no.
2 marks to you. Dennis, this is one of those I want to go back home songs, but home to where?
I've been a wanderer all of my life, and many a sight I've seen. God's peace.
Gold is green.
Can either be East Sheen, but I take it, as it's got to rhyme with Sheen, it's probably Aberdeen. Can we have a moratorium on Scottish accents?
Yes, you can have a mark for Aberdeen and a mark for Gold is Green. Just getting away from Scotland for a moment, here are some quotations from letters, diaries, novels, in the hope that you can put a date to them, a date. The contents will help, and perhaps, I don't know, perhaps the literary style. John, this is from a letter, and I quote, "Yesterday I played the whole of Eugene Onegin from beginning to end. I confide to you in secret. The listener was moved to tears and paid the composer 1,000 compliments." Can you put a year to that?
Wow. 1886?
It's certainly near enough, because of, you know who it was writing?
Tchaikovsky.
Yes, Tchaikovsky writing about his own opera, which was completed in 1878. Good enough for me for 2 marks.
Here.
Frank, this is from a diary. October the 19th, I heard that stupendous violin, Signor Nicolao, whom I never heard mortal man exceed on that instrument. He had a stroke so sweet, made it speak like the voice of a man, and did wonders upon a note. A year for that, Frank?
Early-ish.
Well, in relation to Noah, no.
It's 18th century or earlier.
Earlier.
17th century. It's not Pepys.
No, it's not Pepys, but it's jolly near.
John Evelyn.
Yes. Now, a date?
Well, the diary was published in the 19th century. But he lived...
Not quite the point.
He flourished. F-L.
Yes. Full when did
stop.
He fall?
He flew... Yeah. In the second half of the 17th century.
So pick a year.
1680.
1674 was actually the date. Very good. John Evelyn, born a little earlier, but died a little later than Samuel Pepys, his contemporary. Ian, this remark, quite famous, was made by a composer to his sister. "Remind me," he said, "remind me that I give the horns something to do." When was that said?
I think that was said by the composer of The Music Man after he'd finished 76 trombones.
It's a good thought, but not quite right. He said it when very young indeed.
Yes.
I think he said it
in London. Which century did he say it in?
Well, I gave Frank a bit of help, so why not you? 100 years later than Frank's, as a matter of fact, near enough.
Oh, the sort of 18th century.
Yes, that's right.
Well, the only composer who sort of... He used to write a lot to his sister was Mozart.
Mozart said it to his sister when composing his first symphony.
Ah, yes.
As a very young boy indeed, 1764, round about that period it was. Dennis.
There's a plaque in Ebury Street on a house which said Mozart wrote his first symphony in this house.
In London, I thought it was in London, that's right. And the table on which he's said to have written it is now in the... office of the principal of the Royal Academy of Music, the most beautiful table I've ever seen, inlaid walnut table. Lovely.
There's a marble plaque on a house in Broadstairs which said, "Charles Dickens did not live here." As distinct from the plaques in most other houses in Broadstairs.
Dennis, question for you. This is from a novel. "I will gladly sing for you," said Mira, moving to the piano. "Shall I accompany myself?" "By all means," said Julius Klezmer. When she had ended, Klezmer said, "That is Joseph Leo's music." "Yes, he was my last master at Vienna." "So good," said Mira, with a melancholy smile.
Is Mira M-I-R-A-H?
Yes, indeed.
Well, that... The only Mira that I know in any novel...
That's right.
...is the lady who Daniel Deronda married instead of marrying the heroine who's... Was Gwendolyn, if I...
That's
Gwendolyn,
right.
Somebody or
yes.
else.
Daniel Deronda, by?
By Mary Jane Evans.
Mary Ann Evans.
Mary Ann Evans, yes.
Anyway, better known as...
George Eliot. Charlie Eliot.
Yes, now, a date. A date, please.
Daniel Deronda was her last novel, wasn't it? So it would be...
The very last, was it?
I think it was the last novel she wrote. She wrote some rather indifferent poetry. About 1870.
Yes. She must have written about 1874, published in 1876. Two extraordinarily good marks all round there. What a good round. I've put together for you a couple of piano medleys.
Oh, yes.
There aren't 12 Scottish tunes.
Well, there you are. Funny you should say that, Dennis.
Well, not 12 that sound different from one another.
I'm trying to confine myself to the music of the Celtic races, and I've got my Scots a bit mixed up with my Irish. Anyway, here they are, six tunes. First of all, first medley for John and Frank. That's not a very good start. John, did you get the first one?
My first answer is McBlank, I'm afraid.
Ah. It's, a little bit
of heaven
fell from out the sky one day.
It's going to be a long day for
us.
Thank goodness you haven't got them all, Frank.
Then came number two. Yes, he puts his arms across one another.
Old acquaintance be forgotten.
I think we'll have to have a singing penalty on this run. The third one, what's it called, John?
It's not called that.
Over the sea to sky. Fill the fluters.
I belong to Golders Green.
Don't know, do they?
The gay got the.
Ian is very kindly.
Ian seems to be dancing.
He's mouthing it for you as well.
No, we must resign.
Have to skip that one. The Kerry dance. Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing. The pipe of the Kerry dancing.
Right.
Anyway,
you've got next one, the Gentle Maiden.
The Gentle Maiden, yes, Gentle Maiden. Then
the last one was McNamara's Band.
No, it wasn't.
No, but it fits.
There were two more. Yeah,
it can't be two.
Did you get this? What one? That one, John?
Home.
North, south,
east, west.
Ian's tic-tacking.
Westeringham. I'll give you that one. And the last one. It was dear old Donegal. But you get four. You get four out of six, anyway. Four out of six. You may inadvertently have helped Ian and Dennis. I don't know. Here's their medley.
With a great struggle, we got McNamara's band.
I thought you were going to say dear old Donegal. Yes, McNamara's band.
Yeah. And with Michelle under my arm.
Yes.
And
Twinkle.
And a Twinkle.
Now, we've both got a blank there, because yes. something came in between that and Roman,
and Roman in the Gloom.
What was it?
Stop your tickling job.
Stop the tickling, yeah.
Yes. Why don't I... Frank got that before you did. Give Frank another moment. That's right. Stop your...
It was a very crafty bit of that, wasn't it?
Then there were three more.
A Roman in the Glen.
Roman, yes.
Galway Bay.
And, the last one was a bit harder, because after all, Ian is a Scot.
Yes, well, it's Dennis who got it.
I'm 94 today.
I'm 94 today. Wolf Fife's old song.
Wolf Fife.
Six out of six. You can't beat that side, can you?
I think Wolf Fife is the best of the Scottish comedians, actually, as between what I've heard of Harry Lauder. Yes. Do you remember a song of his called The Gamekeeper, which you used to have the marvellous phrase, up with the lark and to bed with the bottle.
I once had to interview Groucho Marx, and sitting in Sardi's restaurant in New York, and all he wanted to do was sing. And he, remembering back from his early days, when he was on tour with musical, and he was on tour with Wolf Fife, and he sang, and he sang all Wolf Fife's songs in the Scots accent. Yeah. It was marvellous.
Yeah.
difficult it must be trying to work with somebody when all they want to do is sing, Frank.
You can only enjoy singing if you can't sing. The thing's worth doing is worth doing badly.
Let's press on. We're going to hear some rather splendid singing. Frank, not the final round. This is recorded singing from stars of the operatic stage. John, this is Michel Sénéchal playing the role of George Brown, would you believe, in Boieldieu's La Dame Blanche.
Viens, gentille dame, viens, gentille dame, de toi, je réclame la foi.
Sort of piece that does nothing for me, as it happens. The libretto, John, of La Dame Blanche was based on two novels. By whom?
Search me.
White Lady, Wilkie Collins.
No.
Lady in White.
No.
In White.
Remember the special nature of this edition.
Yes, I think you should have boiled your head before you said that.
Well, remembering this is a special edition we're doing.
Special edition. Ah, Mary Queen of Scots.
Walter Scott.
You wouldn't know which novels, would you?
No.
Ooh, Waverish, Maverley, what does it matter as long as he loves his mother?
Well, one was The Monastery and the other Guy Mannering. And half a mark. Yes, half a mark. Frank, which two characters are having a conversation here, would you say?
How's your mug?
Rusty. Better pad. Come on. Black and cost or black as sheep. Black, Charlie Pendle, black.
Well, you know, when orchestras travel, they have a lot of gear and stuff. They have all the instruments and euphonia and double basses and all the music stands, and they have porters who have to sort of carry the stuff.
Yes.
So when they're playing, they're saying, you take the double bass tonight. Is that, am I warm?
Yes. No.
What do you think?
The words are, how's your mug rotten, and it ends up, I marmalade you. There are a Wedgwood teapot,
a black Wedgwood teapot, and
a China cup.
Chinese
and
cup.
The tenor was Hugues Queneau.
It's a modern work.
And it comes from
Ravel, L'Enfant et les Sortilèges.
That's right. I don't know why, but that.
I understand a word.
John, can you just tell us what that came from?
Well, L'Enfant means the child, and Les Sortilèges is usually translated as the household gods.
And
it's about a little child who's very naughty and breaks the pendulum off the clock. And
it's by?
Puts. Oh, by Ravel.
Ravel, yes. Maurice.
If you take a pendulum off a clock, it doesn't half go.
You learn a lot on this programme you never knew before.
Nothing much about music.
No. Ian, people sometimes say, she has such a musical laugh. But one of the hardest things to do is sing successfully a laughing song. Who is this succeeding? And I know her from her top note at the end.
Son nom pour le dire, je m'en vais vous le dire. Non, non, je ne le dirai pas.
Yeah.
It's the laughing policeman at the wrong speed. I think I have got it, actually.
I think that is the unmistakable voice of Joan Sutherland.
Yes, Joan Sutherland, that's right, singing it from an opera by Hubert Manolisco.
Oh, I'll take your word for that.
Dennis, these two singers are April Cantillo and Helen Watts.
I want to know what he's coming up with next.
That I do like. Dennis, the Grand Duke of Weimar told the composer of that, Berlioz, "My dear Berlioz," he said, "you must have written that duet by moonlight in some romantic spot." What do you think Berlioz replied?
I can tell you what Beethoven would have replied.
He would have
said, "Can you speak up a bit?" What did Berlioz... was it a funny answer?
My dear Berlioz, you must have written that duet by moonlight in some romantic spot.
And he said, no, I wrote it in dinner time behind the tram shed, you know, something...
Yes, well, yes, you've got the right idea. He said he sketched it out while listening to someone giving a speech at the Institute.
Oh, yes.
But I like your version, and you shall have a mark for it, why ever not. Two of the four closing songs this week are Scottish in origin. John, yours is, for instance, "Tell Us What Happens When Coming Through the Rye," in F.
Mm-hmm. Deep breath.
Gin a body beats a body coming through the rye. When gin a body kiss a body, need a body cry. Ilk a lassie has a laddie, and they cry, have I. Yeah, all the lads, they smile at me when coming through the rye. I don't know why, but that always reminds me of Will Fife doing things like, the sea, if there's anything in the boy, the sea will bring it out of him.
Leaving Scotland for the moment, Frank, in school, as you will remember if yours was a co-ed school, the place to be was among those with the curly curls, wasn't it?
Put me among the girls, put me among the girls, and a little of what you fancy does you good.
I'll buy that. That's the trouble, you put Frank amongst the girls and he doesn't know what to do.
I don't wish to give the impression that I didn't know any more of that. How does it go on, in fact?
I don't know how it goes. We've heard it.
All you know is put me... Oh, yes, I know that. Put me amongst the girls. Put me amongst the girls.
I'll go away.
In the bright moon, it goes in that bright moon.
I saw you.
Let's all go down the stairs.
Hold your hand out.
Down to your naughty boy.
No, it ends. Who's your lady friend?
Does anybody know how it goes on?
Dennis, you next. The girl says no, but her eyes say yes, which is a favourite belief among men. Yeah. 1924 was the year. Nice tune, not quite such inspired lyrics, but can you remember?
Yes, inspired.
Your lips tell me no, but there's yes in your eyes. I've been missing your kissing because I wasn't wise. I stopped my scheming and dreaming,
because I realize your lips tell me no, no, but there's yes, yes in one of your eyes.
Ian, back to Scotland. Harry Lauder's song about emigrating to Baltimore, leaving the girl behind on the seashore. Lovely tune. Right?
So we parted on the shore. Yes, we parted on the shore. I said goodbye, for I'm off to Baltimore. So I kissed her on the ship, and the crew began to roar. Heave-y-ho, heave-y-ho, and we parted on the shore.
I've always been partial to that line, then I kissed her on the ship. No wonder the crew shouted heely-ho. End of show, and a victory this Brobricht week. A victory for, very appropriately, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.